This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. security officials warned that ongoing anger over the outcome of the recent presidential election, as well as other grievances, could fuel new violence across America. The Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday issued a national terrorism advisory bulletin, cautioning that a heightened threat environment is likely to persist through the end of April. The bulletin further warns that violent domestic extremists may be emboldened by the January 6th breach at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., to target elected officials and government facilities. On Monday, the U.S. Army announced it will be keeping about 7,000 National Guard troops in the nation's capital through at least mid-March, citing concerns surrounding several high-profile events, including President Joe Biden's upcoming address to a joint session of Congress, the impeachment trial of the former president, and the annual March for Life. The White House also expressed concern about domestic extremism, announcing last Friday it had requested a comprehensive threat assessment from U.S. intelligence agencies stemming from the siege of the Capitol. Meantime, the U.S. indicted three members of the far-right Oath Keeper militia, accusing them of conspiring to storm the Capitol in a bid to stop Congress from certifying President Biden's electoral victory. The indictments alleged that Jessica Marie Watkins, Donovan Ray Kroll, both of Ohio, and Thomas Caldwell of Virginia conspired as far back as November to obstruct Congress, the charge that can carry a maximum prison sentence of 20 years. At Caldwell's detention hearing, a prosecutor said there was a possibility additional charges could be filed as the investigation proceeds, including charges of sedition conspiracy. None of the three has entered a plea.